This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The AP has reviewed public records and other records that show who stormed the U.S. Capitol building last week. The records show they were overwhelmingly Trump supporters, including Republican Party officials, GOP political donors, far-right militants, white supremacists, members of the military, and adherents of QAnon. Records show some were heavily armed. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania told Chuck Todd on Meet the Press over the weekend, "It's time for President Trump to resign."
"I think the best way for our country, Chuck, is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible."
But the president isn't going away, we're hearing. The AP's Julie Walker.
"Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. He's had no public schedule, but on Tuesday he'll travel to Alamo, Texas, to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. An ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday found that 67% of respondents said Trump deserves a good amount or great deal of blame for the insurrection, and 56% believe he should be removed from office."
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will move ahead with legislation to impeach President Trump as she pushes the vice president to invoke constitutional authority to force him out. The House action could start today. World Health Organization experts are expected to arrive in China on Thursday to begin an investigation into the coronavirus. It was first detected there. The virus has now killed almost 2 million people around the world. Queen Elizabeth has gotten her COVID-19 shot. She's 94. Her husband, Prince Philip, got a COVID shot, too. He's 99. This is AP News. In Britain, stay-at-home orders and empty streets, hospitals overflowing. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London with the latest on the coronavirus.
More than 3 million people in the UK have tested positive for the coronavirus and 81,000 have died, 30,000 in just the last 30 days. UK opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer believes this is down to the British government's bad communication.
"We've had 9 months of mixed messages from the government. It's really important now that that message is out there."
Even with the new lockdown, the medical director of primary care for NHS England, Dr. Nikki Kanani, says the virus is surging throughout Britain.
"We could be looking at one in 30 people carrying the new variant of COVID, and often people are not symptomatic as well."
Kanani also pointed out that medical staff are at breaking point.
"This has been going on for the best part of a year now, and people are exhausted."
Karen Chamas, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.